the Hall of Fame vote in baseball was yesterday. Big Poppy, Boston Red Sox own David Ortiz makes the Hall of Fame. I got nothing against that. Personally, I watched Big Poppy at his peak. It was a good time. But Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling did not get in. And this was pretty much the writing on the wall because, you know, he has the audacity to not toe the company line. They say it's outrageous. His outrageous opinion. Yeah, the fact that Ortiz was the only guy in there, they got to get over themselves. They got to get over themselves with Clemens and Sosa and McGuire. They got to get over themselves with these people, okay? Yeah, now Schillings, Clemens, and Bond are all gone from the ballot. Now, there's the players' committee, which may get Schilling in. But this idea, this puritanical nonsense about, well, you can't let Clemens in because he was getting shots in the derriere, and you can't let Sosa in because, I mean, you got to let Sammy Sosa back in. No, if you listen to the stats that Schilling had, the dude was a stud. But this idea that they have to be pure of heart. There are people in the Hall of Fame right now as we speak that took methamphetamines that were not great people, but it's not the baseball Hall of Nice. Right? I know it's a little bit of sports talk. I'm sorry about that, but it's not the Baseball Hall of Nice. It's the Baseball Hall of Fame. You got to get Sosa in there because Sosa and McGuire pretty much saved the game of baseball after the strike. It actually brought people back. That's why everybody looked the other way during their home run chase. Everybody knew Sosa and especially McGuire were juicing, but nobody cared because the stands were full and people were happy. Which is why people don't really like my opinion on it, but I don't care if athletes use performance enhancers. It's part of a show. It's part of a production. Being on performance enhancers does not make you automatically a better athlete. If you're a terrible athlete, being a stronger terrible athlete does not make you better. We'll talk about this all. This is obviously a third hour topic we can just talk about and ramble on with. But I want to get to this subject first, which is the Canadian convoy. Canadian truckers are protesting the COVID policy, and we're getting this that GoFundMe is now denying the Canadian truckers the $5 million. This is from LifeSite News. GoFundMe freezes more than $4 million raised for Canadian truckers protesting the vax mandate. But real quick, if you've only seen pictures of this on the social medias or maybe a passing on it, what's taking place in Canada and has been taking place in Canada for about a week is Canadian truckers are fed up. This is by Kevin Downey Jr. of PJ Media. Canadian truckers are fed up with Prime Minister Justin Blackface Trudeau and his COVID-19 nonsense. A convoy of roughly 50,000 trucks is now 43 miles long. It started in the western province of British Columbia and is headed to Ottawa, the capital of Canada. Now, a GoFundMe was set up to cover the cost of fuel and lodging because this is expensive stuff. And as I just read to you from LifeSite, GoFundMe has freezed this money. Now, some people are trying to say, well, they're just trying to make sure it doesn't go to a random nobody. But this is politically motivated. Okay. There are better options than GoFundMe. But GoFundMe has in the past had no problem exerting its political will. So this is absolutely an awesome thing to behold, because we've been saying for a while, what, hey man, if truckers ever step up, they can make a huge impact. Well, we're about to see how big of an impact they will have. because they're starting to make their voices known, even though a large quantity of these truckers are actually jabbed. They're just not happy about it. Now, on the Freedom Convoy 2022 GoFundMe page, it says they're taking the fight to the doorsteps of their federal government and demanding they cease all mandates against its people. Small businesses are being destroyed. Homes are being destroyed and people are being mistreated and denied fundamental necessities to survive. All of this is true. Like I said, 50,000 trucks are driving there. Now, Tamara Lynch, who's the creator of the GoFundMe campaign, stated she and other organizers have a situation with GoFundMe covered. Saying, quote, when they're scared, she means GoFundMe, the people at GoFundMe. First thing they're going to do is kind of come after your money. When that doesn't work, they're going to try and shut you down. But the reason why a lot of people are like, yeah, GoFundMe does this pretty quick is because last year, a father in Texas tried to raise money after his son died from COVID, from a COVID vaccine. His thing was deleted. Other things have been deleted. But it looks like these truckers, even with the issues related to the funding from GoFundMe, which they should just use GiveSendGo or something else, or even just collect money in a bucket, would be better off than trying to go through GoFundMe or any of these electronic forms, because most of them report to the people providing the quote-unquote message. But it's good. These truckers need to step up because somebody has to speak up for the people of Canada, right? It's pretty bad up there. We heard our former host of the Kennedy Profession, Kenny Hall, talk about it. And if it's going to be anybody at this point, might as well be those truckers. God bless them. Good luck.